Blog Talk Radio.
We're just going to chit chat. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. I am your host, Mark Hoffman. I don't know how good the live feed's going to go. I got a crappy tablet that's working the camera right now. So www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation gets you to the live radio broadcast, which we're going to try here in a minute. I'm going to put the address in the live feed. www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. I'm going to do that real quick. And while we do that, let's do this.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942. Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Well, folks, if you're hearing the live feed, head to that website.
Attention, conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me.
In an effort
to silence us and the truth, the free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.
You felt
no longer
truck
do you
convoy.
Have
that's
to be
cool.
distracted by fake news.
I don't think they're
join the war on fake
traffic.
News at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
That's right, folks. DaveBrayUSA.com. Head on over there. Get yourself some gear. And again, if you are in the live feed, click right on that link, blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, and listen live on the radio feed, because then you'll hear all my sound effects like... Didn't hear that. But over the airwaves, they heard that. And you'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, President Joe Biden. Ladies and gentlemen, President number 45, Donald J. Trump. Thank you. We'll be here all week. So, folks, Freedom Convoy USA is in full swing. Hey, Mason, turn out the kitchen light. It's full swing. They're gathering across this country. They are gathering across the country to head into the great capital of the United States of America, Washington, D.C., in a peaceful protest in the redress of many grievances against this how dare I say, incompetent administration. One thing I can guarantee you is a fact that Joe Biden, the world is not afraid of him. They know they have a pushover in the Oval Office, and he's weak. And you can guarantee that one of the next things that's going to occur is going to be the reclaiming of Taiwan by China. That's a fact, that's a guarantee, that's happening. You'll be seeing that here too, because they're not afraid of sanctions, diplomacy. Hey, Joe, check out the website of blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. The live feed doesn't get the audio. Somehow I'm going to have to figure out incorporate the audio into the live. Thank you, Lisa. There you go, folks. There's the link right there Lisa posted. Just click on that link, and you can rock on to the Patriot Nation Radio Show live and hear all the fun things. What's this one? This one says slapping.
Ow!
Oop, up, by the head.
Ow!
Anyway, the truckers are coming, ladies and gentlemen. They have their convoy forming. I've heard different lengths. Like I heard that the California convoy was expected to be 65 miles long. I don't know if it's true or false. I heard that the convoy coming out of Montana, I believe it's coming out of Montana, was 16 miles long. A friend was watching a video. The average speed on the freeway was 60 miles an hour, a mile a minute. The gentleman had started videotaping. The video was 5 minutes long, and the convoy had not ended, so it's a mile a minute. That's 5 miles long right there that we can confirm in a video. 60 miles an hour, mile a minute, 5 minutes. There you have it, 5 miles at least confirmed in California by video. You know, so here you go. You got truckers are heading out for free.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Well, yeah, Ben 4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a Big Ben 4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
It was a dark the moon on the 6th of June, and the Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on, and a Jimmy hauling home.
There you go, folks. It's a convoy. It's happening. It's coming into D.C. They're rolling now. It looks like the folks will be arriving between March 1st and March 4th. National Guard's been called out. It's a state of emergency. Oh, my God. The peaceful protesters are coming. Those terrorist maniacs, those crazy terrorists. Because Antifa and BLM aren't terrorists. They're somewhat peaceful protesters. Burning down cities, attacking police, killing people is mostly peaceful protest. Mary, there's a link right there from my friend Lisa. I'm imploring people to click on that link and listen live over the airwaves because I can't get the sound to come through my new equipment here and get over the live feed. But you can hear me blabbing. I'm only going to be blabbing tonight. But really, you can still be hearing the live feed and still hear the show tonight. But other nights, when I have guests, we'll be calling. We will be opening up the phones in the second half of the show this evening to see what happens. And Mary, don't forget to remind Frank that I'm available to screen his and I whenever he needs. I'm here waiting, and I got the skill. Yes, indeed, folks. So, you know, I've been talking to folks and trying to get people to come on. These truckers are extremely busy at this time right now. They're really, really, really busy. They are, it's really hard to get in touch with these guys and have them come on the show and talk because for whatever reason, they're real busy and they can't come on. This is unlike anything I've ever seen. They're trying to keep it as peaceful, as quiet, as secretive as possible. We have overpass rallies that are ready to break out, and for security reasons, folks are waiting till the day before to announce the locations so that these people can't organize counter-protests against them. I say allow the counter-protests to come out against us because then we can maybe get something started. It's time to free up this country again. I mean, we've got our hands tied by this tyrannical government. They are seriously, seriously out of hand with things that they're doing in this great land of ours, the land of opportunity. Good old USMA. I would ask folks that to seek some of these trucker groups, Freedom Convoy 2022, People's Convoy, you know, just search them out on Facebook, anything. Just type in America's Convoy on Facebook, link up with some of these groups. There's drop-off locations for supplies. Tomorrow's probably the last day in Florida to get stuff out to the truckers that will be rallying from Miami, Tampa, Fort Lauderdale. Everybody's heading to Jacksonville on the 26th and lining up and leaving on the 27th, heading to D.C. out of the Jacksonville area from Florida. So if that's you and you're interested and you want to be part of this history-making event, then join up. Find a site, find a overpass to show these guys support, because they will be delivering their most important delivery that they have ever delivered in their careers, and they will be delivering a dose of freedom, exercising their First Amendment rights. Now, folks, you got to understand that there's thousands and thousands. They're saying for every one rig, there will be five cars, trucks, or vans, you know, like a pickup truck, an SUV, a Toyota, or, you know, a F-150. Five for every rig. So on day one of registration, on February 1st for this rally, news came to me that 90,000 truckers registered on day one of this rally for the People's Convoy, the Freedom Convoy, whatever you want to call it, whatever group you're linked with. And if you add five for every rig, that's a S load of people. I'm not doing the math right now. I'm short on coffee. So, you know, you got a lot of, and that's just on day one. I have no idea, you know, I have no way of directly verifying numbers. It's been hard to contact these folks as they're organizing and getting ready. I don't think they want to come on the radio and just spout out where they are, what they're doing, and what the plan is. So it's hard to bring you accurate, dead-on information. The only thing that I can guarantee is that a convoy the size of which we've never seen before in the history of our country is about to take place over the beginning few days of March. Lessons learned from the Canadian side of things is simple. Make sure you have enough slots. You got 18-wheeler rigs. You want to have the stuff you need in the rig for a long haul, like maybe some cots, maybe you know, some supplies like toilet paper and tissues and aspirin, you know, first aid kits and things like that, things that you might need when you're there for the long haul. Apparently, this deal in Canada, the media has completely blacked it out. People are hardly talking about it. I'm getting nothing across my feed. In fact, I am almost getting no news across my news feed. It's called a news feed, and we're getting no news. They are blocking all news. I'm not getting anything. I'm not getting weather. I'm not getting anything across my feed. They're blocking everything. They have squashed the voice of the people as much as they possibly can. Well, this coming week, the people are going to speak. They're going to speak very loudly. They are not going to stop. They're going to be screaming. The horns will be blaring. Folks, I implore that if you don't have toilet paper, you better get some. There's an awful lot of trucks that aren't going to be bringing stuff to the local Walmart, down to the Dollar General or your local Target, where they allow men into the ladies' room. By the way, today Target announced no more masks in Target for employees or patrons. The masks in Target are gone. And if you're a boy, you can go in the girls' room and use the bathroom if you feel you're like a girl today. I love that. Isn't that fantastic? We wonder why we're in the perils we're in. We've turned our back on God. We've turned our back on God as a nation. If men would humble themselves and ask God to forgive them, we could turn this nation around. But right now, I don't know. It's pretty scary. the things that are happening in this country, you would never, ever expect to be like this in the good old USA. But here we are. What is happening? It's really insane. But, you know, we do have a convoy coming.
Yeah, the Big Ten for their Big Ten. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. First, they sinks alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
And it's coming. And in other news, Russia has started to attack the Ukraine. Folks, the Ukraine is a very important nation, and it deserves its sovereignty and its freedom. They have every right to take all their resources and defend their country as hard as they can in hopes that they can defend this attack by the Russian military and Vladimir Putin. I want to point out that you'll never find and see a war in a country that has no resources. War only comes to countries that have vast resources, such as gold, diamonds, oil, lithium, whatever you're digging out of the ground to make batteries, plutonium, whatever the case may be. You'll never see a war in a country with no resources. Just second, there's no spoils of war. When the war is over, what's the point of the war? So they will not be going into a country like Madagascar to start a war with anybody for any reason. Because there's no resources there that would make them millions and billions and trillions and billions of dollars. That's that simple. No resource, no war. If you have no resources, you're a safe country. Ethiopia, good. You have some crazy pirates, maybe some criminals that live there, but you'll never have a war from, you know, good old USA come drop bombs on you. So you don't have to worry. If you have no resources, you'll have no war. That simple. Unless, of course, the resource is people, then they have plenty of resources because they've got a lot of people in Ethiopia. You know? But we got a convoy.
Yeah, it's a big team for their big men. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. First, they sinks alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
That's right. We got ourselves a convoy, folks, and it's rolling. So back to the news. So the Russians, they're firing rockets and they're attacking Ukraine, and it's a big deal. Now, I have a friend at work. He might be in there right now watching somewhere in there, Milorad. And his country, when he was young, was bombed in what they deemed a mission to beat Slobodan Milosevic, who was apparently or allegedly ethnic cleansing Muslims in his country. Muslims were committing crimes. Muslims were hurting people and attacking and doing evil and bad things in the country. Slobodan Milosevic wanted to evict the Muslims from his country. He asked for help. The help he got was the Clintons dropping bombs on the Bosnian people. Here they are. Now you got Putin. He's going into Ukraine. And his view is, well, let him go. You know, you let Clinton attack us unprovoked for no reason. He dropped bombs on us and destroyed my country, and I'm a refugee, and I live in America now, the country that bombed my country. I am now a refugee. Bombed out of my own country as a 16-year-old kid. That's what happened to him. He spent 3 years of his life with no electricity. Could you imagine today's kids living, 16-year-olds living 3 years without electricity? They couldn't go 3 days without electricity, let alone 3 years. And during those 3 years, he did what he had to do, and now he lives here in America. He's got 20-something years under his belt, living in America, the country that bombed him out of his home. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad to see, folks whose lives have been completely turned upside down. The home you grew up in, the school you went to, the town, the people, the culture. Gone. Now you got to live in the country that dropped the bombs on you. That's got to be, how hardcore is that? Could you imagine that? Ukrainians bombing, getting the hell bombed out of them by Russia. And now the people are going to go live in Russia, the country that, you know, think of it. It's really twisted. It's really just out of control. So his view is, oh, well, you can't call Putin a terrorist if you don't call Clinton a terrorist, if you don't call Obama a terrorist, if you don't call Bush a terrorist, you don't call Biden a terrorist. You call peaceful protesters terrorists, not Antifa or BLM. They're just mostly peaceful protesters, but red-blooded American patriots who love their country and their constitution have now become terrorists. One, because they cite the Constitution. That's which is really crazy to me, is that people are citing the Constitution and being deemed terrorists. It's really crazy. There's people that go, I support the truckers. Well, now you're a terrorist. I support the Bundys. Now you're a terrorist. I support peace, freedom, liberty, and the American way of life. Now you're a terrorist. You have to embrace that mighty whitey is the problem. It's all your fault. You did this with your inherent racist mindset. You're born with the mindset of racism. And everything is your fault because you are white. That's the culture that we live in today, folks. So if it happens to you and you're a honky, too bad. If you say, I love peace, freedom, liberty, and the American way of life, Constitution, and Christ, you're a terrorist. If you say you hate all those things and you want free stuff for everybody and you love gas at $4 a gallon, then you're in. They won't cancel you. Tim Tebow is one of the first that got canceled, in my view, that really made an impact on me. Tim Tebow. When he had a good play on the field, he would kneel and pray. They mocked him. And they basically just canceled him right out of the NFL because of his peaceful religious views of praying to Jesus, and he did something good and giving thanks to God for his ability. They pushed him out. The guy who kneeled for Christ got kicked out. The one who kneeled for social justice got kicked out of the game but was raised up and started a movement for disrespecting the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that he could be a turd and kneel during the national anthem. We don't say his name because we don't want to give him too much recognition. Guys like that, you got to take their names out of your mouth and let them fade into the past and disappear. Because the more you say their names, the more they stick around. But we do have this.
Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Benny. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. First they sink the live. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
And if you're listening to the show at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, you heard exactly what I just played. It's a lot of fun. We're having a good time here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network. It's really hard for me to fill an hour when I'm by myself. I really like guests. So at the bottom of this hour, we are going to give out the phone number, maybe have someone give a call. That would be fantastic. If you want to listen, if you want to add your 2 cents, do not call with a blocked number. If it comes up 111-111-1111, I'm not answering. Those are the calls that screw me up. Every time I pick that one up, it's some troll on the other end saying something stupid. Actually, maybe if you do call with that number, maybe I will pick it up just for the entertainment value. Some turd calling in to troll the show. Some Karen on a mission. Call the show. We'll be opening up the lines right here. Right at the bottom. Yeah, here's a quick one for you. Get a pencil. Get a paper. Write this down.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. If you want to call in to the show, add your 2 cents. It's 347-637-3942. They're opening up their lines here at the bottom of the hour. Because we want to, I can't fill an hour with my own rhetoric, my own blabber. I need assistance. I can, but it's really hard, you know, because I don't do any, folks, when I do these shows, I don't do any preparation. There's zero preparation that goes into my shows. I just get on the air and go. This way it's not scripted. It's not, you know, it's not like, not rehearsed. It's kind of like, here we go. And it works out the best for me that way. It really does. That's the way we like it. That's the way it should be. And, it's real, it's raw, it's open. The Patriot Nation radio show. Now we got other shows on the network. We have our good friend James Bostic, who should be returning next Thursday, as he's been getting some training for his career. He should be returning next Thursday here with a conservative perspective, starting at 7 p.m. right before the Patriot Nation radio show. And of course, he's live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. on the Patriot Nation radio network as well. For a long time now, we got like 6 years or something like that of back-to-back, 1-2 punch shows, starting with a Friday night gig at the World Integrity News Network years ago. We morphed over here to our own little network. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. Log on today, hit follow, and get ready. There's over 1,000 shows and 9 full seasons. 9 full years of broadcasts live at the Patriot Nation Radio Network at blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. You know, they're lobbing bombs at Ukraine. They're flying military planes over Taiwan. Gas prices are set to soar to record levels like none of us have ever seen before, and the current administration plans on doing nothing about it. It's a seriously twisted situation here that we have with this current administration. Open up the XL pipeline, get the drilling going back online, suck the oil out of the ground here in the good old USA. And let's ditch these clowns and lower our gas prices. Remember, just a year and a month ago, gas was about $2 a gallon. Gone up $1.50 or more a gallon in just over a year. It's beyond reason. Now, folks, I'm sorry, but the highest gas prices I've seen, and no one's been able to prove me wrong, but I have not, you know, I don't have like a photograph except what's in my memory. And the highest gas price I remember paying under the Obama administration was $3.79 a gallon that I can recall, that I can remember during his administration. That's what I remember. $3.79 a gallon. So under the O'Biden administration, we are destined to surpass that by many dollars. I think we're going to be up around $5.79 a gallon or more here in Florida. States like California could be near $10 a gallon. New York would probably be like $8 a gallon. New York gas prices aren't that horrible compared to where I am here in the Sunshine State. If we're at $3.49, they're at $3.89. You know, they're only a little bit higher than us in gas prices. And we are here at the bottom of the hour. It's the Patriot Nation radio show. Give a ring. Get a paper and a pencil. Write this down.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, folks. It's the Patriot Nation radio show, 347-637-3942. Give a ring. We're opening up the line. Here it is. Patriot Nation Radio Show. If no one calls within 10 minutes, I'm wrapping up the show and going to bed. I'm tired. I don't have much to say except that I can't stand the current administration. I back the truckers, and God bless America. The Great Reset apparently is upon us too, folks. This is what I keep hearing again. You know, the Great Reset, the one they've been talking about. Hey, my nephew Timmy's watching. What's up, Timmy? We used to call him Hot Rod Timmy. We used to race him and my friend's sister around in strollers back in like 1980. The good old days, man, when we were kids. Nothing mattered. We were free. We were the last generation of freedom. Because I believe with the onslaught of technology, we have sold out our freedom for technology. We stare at our devices. We're constantly checking our feeds. We're like hook, line, and sinker. Social media, cell phones, and computer has become the new crap. Everybody's like on everywhere you go, no matter who, kids, grandmas, moms, sisters, brothers, uncles, everybody's got a phone, everybody's got their nose down, everybody's not paying attention to each other when they're sitting around the table. Conversation is dead. They're texting each other. Here's Billy on this side of the table and Joey on that side of the table, and they're not talking. They're texting each other, and they're across the table from each other. The social barriers have been put up, and there's no face-to-face human contact, not even one-tenth of the human contact we had when I was a child. We were outside. If you told us we couldn't go outside, we would have a cow. Punishment to these kids today is get outside. I don't want to go outside. I want to play on my tablet. So get out. Oh, I don't want to. They don't move out the last five. But I don't think my kid has ever played a neighborhood manhunt where you're, you know, kids in the whole neighborhood are playing manhunt into the night, playing ring and run. We had it so good that we thought it was the worst. We bitched and we complained like the world was coming to an end. And now look, we had it so good. We took it for granted, and now we are on the brink of losing. Everything we know and love about the good old USA is fold and collapse at the hands of this crooked, corrupt, destructive, tyrannical President Joe Biden administration. Kamala Harris sending her out on national security missions to speak to people about shit, and she don't know nothing and embarrasses herself and the nation, babbling through with some bullcrap she has no idea what she's talking about. And she's on diplomatic missions talking peace with foreign countries and foreign governments. And all she ever did was jump in the sack and sweep her way to the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, Mason Curtis. There he is. Say hi, Mason.
Hello.
Oh,
hi.
There you go. Hold on there. Oh, my God. There it goes. We're hanging out here, folks. Patriot Nation Radio Show Live. Oh, my God. Take with this. I don't know why he swore over. Come on, folks. Bringing him on live. He's coming on the show. Does that work?
Nope.
No?
That's alright.
Oh, well. You can only link up one at a time. That's right. You can listen to this, watch this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Patriot Nation Radio Show, and we got ourselves a convoy.
Yeah, the Big Ten for there, Big Benny. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. First they sink alive. Looks like we've got us a convoy.
There you go.
I wish you guys on the live. All one. To deal with somehow it's really cool. Go like this.
Doc!
You have no idea.
Very cool.
Boy, that guy's really ugly and smelly. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the President of the United States, Joe Biden. And now the 45th President of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. What am I looking at? Breaker 14519, we got ourselves a convoy.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, Ben for Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear the flag down, come on. Yeah, it's a Big Ben for there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Rock and roll, folks. There you have it. We got ourselves a convoy. Now, you wrote 10-4, good buddy, on there, Melissa. Is that because you can hear the stuff? I don't know. It's not connected. Look, I got four eyes. Better than two. All right, folks. I'm going to wrap this up. Nobody's calling. Who cares? Get a constitution. Praise Jesus. Love your family and have fun. That's all I can say. And so I'm going to play the Star Spangled Banner. Performed by our good friend, Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. You can get his albums are out there, all his merchandise. He makes and prints all the shirts himself there on his site. So if you want some cool merch made specifically for you, buy Dave Bray, DaveBrayUSA.com. Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition is an amazing record. It's also out now, and it has this version of the Star Spangled Banner live for you. And so what we're going to do here is we're going to back off from the phone and let everybody hear this tune as I find it. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you all to tune in next week. Maybe we'll have some truckers that are in the rally that are there in the world.
To the people convoy. Wherever you may be getting your convoyness at, that's where you want to go. So please rise right now as we do this. Join us next Thursday, 7 p.m. Oh, and you know what I forgot? I forgot our producer tonight, Kevin White. He's got a book out, Growing Up White. You want to get his book, and you want to tune in to his show. It's the American Allegiance Show, Wednesday, 7 p.m. on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation. That's the American Allegiance Show with Kevin White, who is also an author and a great producer. He's been hooking us up. Thank you so much, Kevin, for all your hard work getting these shows out to the people and spreading the truth, as only I can speak it to you on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. All right, folks, here it is. It's the Star Spangled Banner. It's performed by our friend Dave Bray. You can head on over to his website, get this copy right now. And here it is, Star Spangled Banner.
Whoa.
folks. That's Dave Bray, president of the Stock Tanker Band. You may remember him with Madison Rising. He is now on his own as a solo artist. Dave Bray, USA Music on Mission Storytelling Edition. See your copy now. Also, don't forget LibertyMusk.com, social media without the libtarded rhetoric. You want to link up there right away, LibertyRush.com. Of course, the Truth Social Network that President Trump put together is out now. Everybody's jumping ship from Facebook and heading on over to Truth Social. For some reason, it doesn't send me the confirmation email that I can confirm my account. I have the app. I go on the thing. I surf. I can see stuff. I just can't comment, do anything. So right now, I don't know if I'll be going to Truth Social. I might be stuck here on the Facebook. There goes Nation. Thanks, Nation. Appreciate it. So, folks, be sure to tune in next Thursday, 8 p.m., for another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. There's John right there. I want to say hello to John and everybody else who tuned in on the live feed. Bailing out early. I'm tired. Got nothing to say. You know what I mean? So, just God bless America. God bless you, and thanks for tuning in. Good night, everybody.